Spouse is hiding conversation with a very close friend. Important announcement. I started posting videos on the new channel. With the same type of content. Highly recommend checking it out. Link to my new channel is in the description. Thank you for your support so far and the support you're providing to the community in the comments. Without further ado, enjoy the video. Story. Me and wife are married for 10 plus years in US. Two kids young less than 7. We have been having good marriage overall so far. Usual ups and downs. We stay in the state where wife has spent almost all her life. She developed very close friendships during her college days. Of those friends, wife is very, very close to 3 of them.
Let's call them RF, HM and XM.
X and R are brother and sister. H and R are husband and wife. Now, during college time, wife had some short-term relationship with X and that got over or not before graduation. X moved out of US 10 years back. H, R and U's used to live very close by in same state. We used to hang out every weekend and used to have best of times. H and R decided to move out of US to help X with business about 5-6 years back. Wife has been very, very close friend of ours since H and R moved out of US. Wife has not made any such close friends after they left. Which has reflected on her life in many ways.
Keeping in short, in past 6 months all R, H and X decided to move back to US.
RH has 2 kids similar age to ours and X is now married to J and have 2 kids too similar age to ours. So, as soon as the news came, my wife has become genuinely happy about her friends returning. They are doing gradual moves where H and X are moving here first, find setup place to live, and then moms move with kids. So, X came to US about 2 months back. Came to see us and we offered him to stay for few days until he finds place or decides which state they want to settle down. 3 weeks back H came down and the HR and XJ decided to stay in a different state since H already found a job there. Last week we requested both H and X to come join us for the 4-5 days at our home. We could spend time together and relive some old fun times. H and X joined us. During this time around I felt very strong vibes going on between X and my wife. Leading up to the time H and X arrives, my wife shopped around, got hair done, etc. I was not suspecting anything. But, last Friday morning I walked into the room where X was and noticed my wife was giving him a hug while X was on bed. X was sitting on the bed with laptop and was trying to take an online class. As soon as I walked in they were surprised and X said, "Can you please check my temp? Am I feeling feverish?" And my wife played along to check. This incident threw all red flags at me. I did not talk about this incident with my wife right away. However, it was bothering me. Between Friday and Saturday, none of them, wife or ex, came up to me to explain the situation. However, both acted very alerted. H and X left on Sunday morning to drive up to the state they are settling down. Sunday afternoon I confronted my wife about the incident. She mentions that she was just giving friendly hug to X. I asked why on bed? To which she accepted that maybe on bed it was wrong and it leads me to think whatever I'm thinking. I also told her that I felt very strong vibes between you and X and at times I felt that I was not needed around at certain times during the stay. Wife denies there is nothing going on. I tell wife only thing I can do is accept her work that nothing is going on at this point. H and X reached their destination state by Sunday evening. Sunday evening I confront wife again that she is still in constant contact with X. Wife denies. I can see messages going back and forth and wife keeps deleting them. Wife claims that confrontation between me and her is only between us. But, all has been communicated to X. To see how to deal with the situation. Monday I confront wife again saying I strongly feel I'm being lied to. Wife denies and keeps stand there is nothing. I again ask if they both are in touch in any shape or form. Wife mentions that X called to inform something and that is about it. But, in morning back and forth messages are going on and getting deleted. Wife is clearly hiding contact and discussion with X, not sure what else might be in this can of worms. Any support, thoughts, suggestions on how to navigate further? I plan to give last and final chance tomorrow to come out clean about back and forth messaging and being in touch. P.S. All confrontation includes lots of tears. Update 1. So, I was able to get insights into some of the deleted stuff. Not all. But, that some shows me, that X is constantly guiding wife to hold stand that nothing happened. Asks her to keep repeating, give more attention to me, not talk to him too much, etc. Keeps reassuring things will settle down in time. And we X and wife will make it right. I was also able to confirm that wife tried calling X twice, but at the time he was not available. X calls back after a few hours and they have about 3 minutes convo. Talking about what all my wife has tried telling me and I'm not getting fully convinced. My wife also asks X to check with someone if deleted messages can be retrieved, etc. At this point I'm certain that hiding is for a bigger reason. Not certain about physical. But, emotional is certain. Also, web of lies is never small. If there is so much effort being put into hiding something, not sure what the box of chocolate contains. Now I have to figure out what I do. I have been a nice guy all my life. That NG tendencies kicks in. There are two key points. 1. Kids too young, currently 2. Wife, as I have known her for 10 years, her existing medical conditions will explode, leading to further mental and physical distress. All of this while, she will be trying to deal everything all alone. X will emotionally support maybe, but X will not give up family for my wife. I'm certain about that, but there was a boundary that was crossed consciously. I can't put these 2 plus 2 together. Update 2. Lot of roller coaster today. But, towards the end of this, it gets so ridiculous that I started to laugh and feel liberated from my NG tendencies of making every effort to keep this relationship. As mentioned earlier, I have access to messages being exchanged. They keep deleting the messages, so not able to see capture all of them. During the day, calls and messages goes back and forth, and from one of the messages it seems X is trying to convince wife to not keep in touch to save the marriage. Wife clearly responds with she can't let go of both. Wife mentions that she cannot just shut down her feelings for X. At some point wife puts blame on X 2 twice 1, if X did not put them together in past during college days they would not have been in this situation. 2. Later in the evening again tells X he should not have come to US and gone to some other country to settle, and this would not have been the situation. Lots of back and forth, not sure I have access to calls. X keeps convincing wife to show me love, affection and attention and not keep in contact with him. Regardless, here is the juicy part and most liberating for me. Following what X is guiding wife to do, wife's way of talking changes and she tries to show affection. At a point in late afternoon before I wrap up work, COVID work from home, while I'm working, wife wraps her arms around me and does some lovey-dovey talk. I was engrossed in the work email I was typing, but forgot to completely hide their messages I was monitoring. After a minute or two, wife questions, why are my messages showing on your screen? I adjusted and gave her control of my laptop to assure her that there is nothing. She questions and I tell her there is nothing, as well as show here everything on laptop that is open, nothing. I needed to step out right after for kids activity and picking up dinner. Messages and maybe calls happen between wife and X while I'm gone. Wife leaves only messages that shows that they are talking about me having misunderstanding about them. As soon as I return, wife asks again about her messages on my laptop. I tell her yes, those were her messages. Wife asks why. I say because you are clearly hiding what is going on. Wife takes this in, digest this a bit. While kids are hungry, we all sit down to have dinner. Wife still processing. Some tears. Wife asks, so what did you find? I say you have been deleting messages, so I don't know. Now, wife digests this too. Finishes dinner quickly and starts back and forth messages. I do not have a view, but am sure they messaged late in the night and have deleted and kept only what I need to see. Also, wife has started taking angry stand towards me for me invading her privacy. Wife has been using anger forever to gain control in each and every situation. This whole episode has actually helped me make a firm decision that it's only kids and me now. It is so amazing to notice that PPLX and wife in such situations just follows a script, and the fogged vision blocks so much for them to see. I appreciate everyone's time to read this and show me direction and advice. Support in such times is so much necessary, and in situations like this, very difficult to find such support with close family members or close friends. Update, Spouse hiding conversations after multiple confrontations need support as it's me and kids only. My DL was blown off yesterday and I came clean mentioning what I was looking at. Update 2 covers all of what happened till yesterday. Yesterday, I think after I went to bed, wife had back and forth messages with ex and she walked out of the bedroom saying our marriage is done anyways. Comes back after CPL hours and sleeps in the same bed as me. I can feel she is having sleepless night and same here. Today, I think in morning she had a bit of talk with ex and ex is trying to help her with how to navigate this and stay on nothing happened. And what she could do, like show me more affection, show me more love, come close to me etc etc saying men like attention and whatnot and she should keep saying that it's all in my head. So, wife comes me while I'm working and just hugs me, cries a lot and says sorry for anything that I have in mind and nothing happened. All this while she has never even brought up once that she will give up talking to or relationship with ex. Kids are around too, so we find time and place to talk. In today's talk, wife confronts me about reading her messages and me lying to her. I let her know that if I do not know truth, I will try to find it. She called me out on reading her messages and I actually showed her how I was doing. How to stop it. And in future what she should be careful of and how she can find out if someone is reading her messages or not. Anyways, my DL is blown and I am not reading any more of her messages. I know enough from past 2-3 days and our confrontations that she is protecting her emotional checkout with ex like a dragon. I have very strong suspicion that physical checkout has also happened. If not full deed, definitely cuddling, hugging, etc. etc. I have informed her that kids and myself is my priority. And how all that works out I still need to figure out. Lots of tears, sad and angry outbursts. Etc. When I brought up that it's kids and me only, wife still mentioned that we cannot live without friends, etc. etc. and tried to justify that her staying in touch with ex will be justified. On confronting her, about she is deleting her messages, she agreed she deletes some stuff after bringing up 3 times but it's all silly FWDS and stuff. On further pushing her, she mentioned one more category she deletes and which is okay by me. But, even after me saying our relationship is over, she did not bring up the key ones that she is deleting. I told her, if I want and if you give me your phone, I will try to find what you deleted. Alligator tears. After my first confrontation, she actually asked X, will you still keep in contact or not, to which X replies absolutely. Any help and support is appreciated. For now I need to stay strong on my ground that it's kids and me only. I don't know how I'm going to navigate this. Any help, guidance, advice is appreciated. What would kids and me only mean? Kids being so young, living separate would shatter them. I also need to keep my NG tendencies in check because NG and me is going to get me on soft side and forgive all this and do a new start. I just don't want to do that. What limited time and energy I have left, I want to put those towards kids and myself. Update, spouse hiding conversations. I have not written up an update in a while. Here it is. Previous post and updates were until May 6th. Today is June 15th. I will provide all that happened in between May 6th and June 15th. First week of May. Friday night before Mother's Day, my wife was determined to not go to sleep until she talks me out of all this. At 1 a.m. while I was sleeping in another room, she tried to come to me and give me tight hugs and whatnot while I was sleeping. I moved away and mentioned to let me sleep. She wanted to talk, so I sat up and we talked for about 1-2 hours. Where she explained that how long and close herself and ex have been. Not their relationship as BFGF, but how ex has helped her through thick and thins during her earlier years, when they were not even in relationship. And so, because of all this, these are such important set of friends for her and she cannot give them up. After our talk, I told her to go sleep in her room and I slept in another room. Sat morning, wife behaved quite abnormal. She was overexcited to come help me in our community garden. She never likes me going there and working on our seasonal crop. But today, she wanted to come help me in the greenhouse, etc. etc. So, I took her help. Well, whatever she planted, about 40 plus seeds, none of them grew to a seedling. I think they also have feelings and noticed that the intentions were not pure at all. We did few other errands that I had to finish and I took her to a park nearby to have a talk. I told her that I can understand what these friends mean to you, but our life is here, Our kids are here. Our 200% focus should be on our family and our kids. And no one can come in between that. I also quoted one of the messages that was going on between her and ex, asked her, how am I to process this? She told me, since they are so seasoned friends, they keep passing on silly messages between each other and there is nothing beyond that. All this time I was noticing her body language and it was telling me that all this was a complete lie. Her hands were constantly shaky when she was spitting out all this. Next day was Mother's Day and I at least wanted kids to have their mother back. I left it at that point, telling her that I will talk to X about all this too and I don't want her to be goofing around with X. I know this was half-assed recon. Second week of May. I behaved all normal. Started finding some lawyers and consulted. As I was normal, things at home were calm and all was progressing as normal. All this week, wife was trying to get physically intimate with me, but I was not fully into it. By end of this week, one of the evening after kids went to sleep, me and wife were watching TV. After about an hour, our daughter woke up and I asked my wife to go put her back to sleep. Typically I would run. She went. As soon as she went, I checked her phone to just check what is going on, as I lost access to her WhatsApp. Lo and behold, Snapchat. Wife was sending her pic with open shirt to X. As I noticed my wife was on her way back, I put the phone down, as it was when she left. So, rest of the night I tried to reread Fallen's link and scan through this forum to see how do I get access to whatever is going on with a new beast in town, Snapchat. Rest of May, I found everything that was going on Scott. After getting all that is going on behind my back on Snapchat, I wanted to capture something live. I was able to capture 3-4 of their episodes where they are having an intimate time. By end of May, I shared all of this with two of my closest friends. My wife is close to one of my friend too. June, I confronted her with few difficult questions this month, like, after Mother's Day, have you been in touch with X outside of my knowledge? Have you been intimate with him even once, or even over phone or anything? Did you have S time with him? Etc. I got no as an answer to all questions. I need to plan out final confrontation a bit, which I'm working on. In the meantime, I'm also working with lawyer. When I confront my wife for this final time, she is going to be cornered and will not have anyone to go to. I'm quite concerned about this. I wish that this does not make her do harm to herself or do something drastic. She has a heart condition and have gone through an open heart surgery 2 years back. When I confronted her during first week of May, it took few days for her to physically recover back. And when I was pressing too hard, she mentioned more than once that there won't be any point to live anymore. I plan to tell her sisters a day prior to confrontation so that they can be available for her support. She has no other friends she can reach out to.
X, H and R are her closest friends and I plan to let H and R know.
I also plan to let J know. One other reason I have been waiting on final confrontation is kids' school. Current week is their last week in school, and given how the year has been with COVID, I wanted ATLE's tail end of school year end with a bit normalcy. Maybe I should have already confronted all of this in May, early June and got done with all this drama. But, I'm not perfect in any sense, and this time has given me more clarity and more strength of understand and stand behind where my focus should be. Thanks for reading and all your support. Edit 1, the post was locked due to some violations. I have removed violating contents. Thanks a lot for overwhelming response from all. I will respond throughout the day. Edit 2, few points. On any topic from beginning, her family, sisters and parents sides with me 99% of the time. Once I reveal all this, they will side with me on this too. This is the reason I say, wife will be cornered and will have no one to go to. Once all of this started, I have changed my diet completely. Eating healthy and losing extra weight. From 172 pounds today morning read was 155.6 pounds. I will stay between 151 and 155. I have stopped alcohol. Have been exercising every day. My BP was showing very high, so have seen doc and taking appropriate meds. I want to share with my side of family as well. At the least my brother and my brother's wife. I will do it once the papers are served. I agree with the approach of just serving the papers, as the last confrontation is not going to do any good anyways. Update 2, spouse hiding conversations. First of all, my sincere thanks to a lot of folks on this group. Lots of you provided advice, support and kept a constant check on me, while I was in and out of touch. My sincere apologies as well, for not being able to provide more frequent update with the situation plus sometimes not even responding in timely fashion to DMs. For making a late update which also makes this update very long. Final confrontation. Towards second week of June, WS reached out to one of my friend who I have shared everything with. WS wanted my friend to talk to me and make me understand that there is nothing going on between her and X. My friend D came down to talk to us face to face. In our talks, WS confessed to following. 1. They kissed on the day I caught WS giving hug to X before the hug, they kissed. 2. They kissed couple other times in March when X was around. 3. Initially D need anything else was going on. After I asked, why did you D unload Snapchat right after Mother's Day? Her response was to talk to her friends. And that she had Snapchat account for a long time. After further probing and questioning, she still says 99% of talk on Snapchat with X was clean. But, there was trace of flirting and physical messages. Confession 1, 2 and 3 are all trickle truth. I let her know the same day I cannot keep this relationship going anymore. I just don't believe in marriage as a relationship anymore. WS wants to keep the marriage and will do anything and everything to rebuild trust. She does not want to do anything with X and mentions that she did not know what she was doing and why she was doing. After I informed her sister, you will read about that further in this post, she told her sister that she thinks she was hypnotized and she did now know what she was doing. Next few days after, confronted X AP needed the plates of my car that I sold to him in my mailbox. Once I received them, I called X and only thing he could say was sorry. He begged me to not let H or J know about this right now. X wanted to share the news his way. He also mentioned that he was never emotionally connected with her and emotional connection matters to him more than anything else. He would never contact my wife, etc. etc. and requested begged me to not share any of this with H. I also suspended his phone line after I was done with confrontation. Yes, I helped him out with phone line also. I let my WS know that I confronted X and all he could say was sorry. I also let her know how he brought in kids in this whole drama to convince me of their story they both wanted me to believe. She was shocked to hear that he swore on kids to convince me the first time they both tried to feed me a lie. After this event, WS wrote final goodbyes message to X and mentioned to him that they should not talk connect ever again for rest of their life. But, she deleted some messages which she completely ignored when she showed me what she has written and sent to X. Informed J about everything that transpired in past few months, few days before her journey to US. She was overwhelmed and tried to confirm with me if I was playing a prank. Recorded each and everything X said during confrontation and shared it with J, and H also warned J about changing all the passwords and not leaving anything open. By this time, X was starting to think that I will start talking. J informed me that X has asked for her FB password and asked me to be on lookout if X tries to contact WS using J's FB ID. After about an hour, J sent me a screenshot where X ended up blocking me on J's FB account just so that I do not reach out to her. J understood what that meant. By this time, X was certain I would spill the beans and needed to build up a story. X reached out to WS asking what all she has confessed. WS responded after letting me know that they have done their final goodbyes, that they connect on FB as Snapchat is out of picture now. And on FB they exchanged messages in a fashion that shows that it was a small emotional outburst on both of their ends and they kissed and there was nothing else. But, who will believe them? Thank God that broken clogger was still working. I was almost going to remove it few days before. Informed WS's eldest sister I wanted to talk to her in person but could not wait any longer. So, I shared what was going on, what I found and what WS has confessed. Eldest sister is totally broken and asked me to keep open mind, big heart and save impact on kids. She also mentioned that she would not want to even talk to WS for what she has done. And she did not end up talking to her at all until I made trip to their place and we had opportunity to talk face to face. Once kids' school was over during July 4th week, I made trip to her sister's place. Kids of course wanted to spend time with cousins for a very long time could not meet during whole COVID time and we had promised them a trip during summer. I also wanted to have face-to-face conversation with her sisters. Both sisters want me to keep the WS and kids under same roof to minimize impact on kids for the time being, since they are too young. Both sisters cannot give me answer on what time being is that 6 months, 1 year, 2 years, etc. They both side with me on understanding that why I would not want to keep relationship with WS but, since kids are involved we would still need to parent them and their request is to keep parenting while being under same roof. I have informed them that 2 stable houses are better than 1 broken one for kids. Also, I will support WS to stand up on her feet as we work out separate living arrangements to minimize impact on kids. Both sisters also mentioned to me that they are worried that their father will not survive the news of WS's doing. They are very concerned and requested me to not inform any other people in the family. I do not intend to inform anyone else except my brother and his wife. I owe it to my family. So far I have not involved anyone from my family. Finally informed my brother and his wife. I informed my brother's wife first after I spoke to WS's sisters. She heard me out and would want to sit face to face with me and WS to really understand root cause of why WS behaved in the way she did. I spoke to my brother and told him each and everything I did to find out and what all happened with a timeline. He is shocked. His initial reaction was for me to give it a chance with proper reconciliation and absolutely using professional help in rebuilding self and relationship. Brother also wants to have in-person talks with us to understand why would WS do this. My current struggles. 1. I have still not filed for D. I should have done this as first step, but I have not. 2. At the same time I wholeheartedly believe that I don't want to invest any more in relationship with WS. 3. I hate hurting people. And I know the direction I want to go is going to. I also know that I don't have to feel that this is my doing but, I'm torn on this feeling. Most probably this is the thing that is keeping me from progressing on divorce paperwork. 1. Impacts my kids, I definitely know that they will be looking for me and mom to be available whenever they want. How this separation will impact them mentally and their behaviors is what fears me. Also points I highlight in 3.3. Thinking about dropping kids to her or her dropping kids to me, makes me cringe. 2. Impacts families, mostly WS's side of family. This already has started impacting eldest sister. She has been through a lot in her life. She already needs counseling on this. As I mentioned earlier, her parents will have a huge impact as well. I'm not worried or too much bothered about this. 3. Impacts WS, as all of her family supports me, WS is cornered and left alone. As I had set up some support for her from my friends, she is still reaching out to them on her struggles. This leads to multiple things. WS being depressed and struggle to do day to day and this will directly impact kids day to day. I keep feeling that I would need to help her with her struggles. I know I don't need to but, I'm struggling on this. I think this is tough one because, past 12 years I have always tried to be in front of everything that came our way. And now I have to change my habit while WS is still around and we are still living together day in and day out. I also don't think this will end soon as we will be co-parenting and I would need to be in touch and communication with her. WS had to file for unemployment starting 7/4 of maybe this will have financial impact on me. But, am not too much worried about financial split or impact read alimony. End of day I think just as a normal human and a co-parent I will still be doing a lot to keep it going for kids. Well I still don't know if and how I can continue my relationship with WS. I'm really torn between I don't want to stay with WS and what it will entail on others. WS's position, she wants to keep the family together and is willing to do anything I ask for. After, I have started blowing this up her demeanor, attitude and way to doing things has changed. And slowly she has started accepting that she would need to be on her own. To her credit she did mention this she does now know why she did this while she never envisioned future with X or wanted to a future life with X. This tells me only one thing that she wants to keep feet in both places. A lot to read and a bit wild post. Thanks a lot for reading and I really appreciate all support I get from this group. In between all of this, our 12-year anniversary passed, and next week is my daughter's 5th birthday. Remember to check out my new channels. Link in the description. Have a nice day.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.